Governor Walker is calling on the legislature to make changes to the crime bill known as SB 91. But one major part of the law, a pretrial services program, is on track to begin in January. As part of that program, the state wants to shift its relationship with 15 communities that operate rural jails. It will mean more money for local police departments, but also more work on the prevention side of things. KHNS's Emily Files has more from Haines, the first community to sign the new contract.
Can I suggest that we do two, that we do one inside and also do one outside?
Department of Corrections Commissioner Dean Williams is crowding into one of Haines' three jail cells for a photo op. He stands with Haines' mayor, manager, and police chief. The local leaders just signed on to a new contract that pays the borough an extra $30,000 to provide what are called pretrial services.
The biggest growth in our prison population in the state has been this pretrial population.
That's Williams. He explains that the goal of Alaska's new pretrial program is to keep people who aren't much of a threat out of prison as they await trial or another resolution to their case.
There's two people, imagine, charged with the same crime, who have the same background. They get both with the $1,000 bond put on them because that's kind of what the traditional system has been. If you have $1,000, you pay it and you get out. If you don't have $1,000, you stay in prison until your court date. And that is a bad system.
Williams says this exposes low-level offenders to more serious criminals, and it could cause them to lose a job or be away from their family.
And so we're really trying to make decisions based upon what risk a person represents, not their ability to pay a monetary bond. And so it's been disproportionate, quite frankly. If you're a poor person, you're less likely to get out of prison.
The first step in the new pretrial program is a risk assessment. Jerry Fox is DOC's new pretrial director. She says the risk analysis will be based on a series of objective questions.
How many felony arrests has this person had in the last 5 years? How many misdemeanor arrests has a person had in the last 3 years?
Who conducts the risk assessment and monitors the defendant if they are not behind bars? That is going to depend on the location. Williams says DOC will hire about 60 pretrial service officers for Alaska's bigger cities. But in small towns like Haines, he sees that role falling to local police departments. That's where the community jails contracts come in. DOC pays 15 communities from Haines to Kotzebue to Cordova to operate rural jails. Williams wants to add on to the contracts so that police departments participate in monitoring and supervision of defendants outside the jail cell. Heath Scott is Haines police chief.
With the increased monies that DOC is giving us and the increased responsibility, I think at the end of the day, we better serve our community. We're in touch with those people that we need to be in touch with to keep them on the straight and narrow, so to speak.
Scott hopes the revised contract means DOC funding is more secure in the future. A couple years ago, the state chopped community jails money. It meant a $170,000 hit to the Haines borough. The police department is still heavily reliant on the community jails funding. And Williams hopes the rollout of the $10 million statewide pretrial program will make Alaska's justice system more equitable.
You don't want low-risk people who had a bad day in prison any more than they can. Have them deal, be responsible and pay a consequence otherwise. But if you're a risky person that you've been able to pay your way out of prison, those days are done.
So as the legislature prepares to debate changes to SB 91, Williams and his department are preparing the pretrial program. That includes meeting with smaller communities like Haines to see if they're willing to partner in this new focus on prevention. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.